Alex, how are you doing? I greet you from lockdown Britain, where democracy has been suspended, where extraordinary draconian laws have been passed by a pathetic parliament, where we cannot, according to the law, gather in numbers more than two unless they are people we live with. We have one opportunity a day to take exercise, and we can go to get food. And when you go to the supermarkets, you have long lines that are not necessary, by the way. It's the system that makes it like that. Long lines outside the supermarket, because what they're doing now is insisting that everyone standing in line has to be 6 feet from the next person. And they're working on the basis of one person in the supermarket when another one comes out. They ought to put traffic lights up. It's like entering a freeway. So that's where we are. And it is extraordinary, you know, that over the years, so many people have said to me and commented about my work and other people like you. And they've said this idea that a few people can control the world is ridiculous. That would be impossible. The human race in vast numbers, not everybody, but in vast numbers, has given away their world, their lives, their freedom, their ability to make their own decisions, which is what freedom is about. Freedom is all about choice. And they've done that in a matter of days. In the most extraordinary process of imposition on a population which largely has not resisted it, but insisted that it happens. We have had the media here who have campaigned and criticized until this lockdown happened. Among them, Piers Morgan, this legend in his own lifetime, or legend in his own mind, and now they've got what they called for. And to an extent, I don't think the Prime Minister Boris Johnson wanted to go this far. He was the one that was resisting having professional soccer shut down. It was the soccer organizations themselves
and
that
Trump,
decided.
Trump
to,
did as well, but they said every person that dies is your fault, literally holding everyone hostage.
This is the point. You see, we have now a technocracy. This is what they want anyway, a global technocracy. But a technocracy is a society that's run by bureaucrats, experts, engineers, scientists, whatever. And this lockdown is being driven worldwide by advisors. Yes, there are some politicians who are absolutely in on it and will be very happy to front up its imposition. But those that are saying, well, hold on a minute, and this is the point. What is the catastrophic consequence, not of the virus, get into that, but of the response to the virus? And so you're absolutely right. What happens is these technocrats in the dark suits, they say, well, look, Mr. President, look, Mr. Prime Minister, our computer models, and let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen of the world, these projections, oh my God, we're all going to die. We're not, are coming from computer projections. You know, the same computer projections that told us there would be no ice at the poles by now, the North Pole, but, you know, people would be swimming in New York because of climate change. They're those computer models. And so they say, our computer models say that this is what's going to happen unless you do this. And if you don't do anything, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, then all those deaths are going to be down to you and you're going to get the blame. Well, it takes a lot of backbone to actually resist that. And good on those who try. And see beyond it, because, you know, This is being, Alex, this is being promoted as a health crisis. It is not. If you break the figures down and you look in detail at this virus and its consequences, it is not an end of the world genocidal bioweapon. It ain't. Now, they have those things, and no doubt they have in mind at some point to use them. But people aren't falling down all over the place. It's affecting, exactly as the flu does, people with compromised immune systems, those who are old people and those who have other health problems which are draining their immune system that's trying to cope. Here's a figure from the Italian Health Service. 99% of people who've died allegedly of this virus, we can get into that as well as we go along, 99% had one, two, three, or more other health problems. So you're dealing with damaged immune systems.
Actually, David, it's 99% had other illnesses. Hold on. We'll be right back with David Icke, the legend. I mean, there's not a lot of legends out there. They ascribe legendary status to a lot of people. No, this guy's a legend. Who cares about legendary basketball players or legendary, movie people? This is a legendary outlaw maverick on the Outlaw Transmission. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. David Icke, the author, researcher, former head of the Green Party, former top goalie, national BBC host, traded it all in to expose the New World Order right at the beginning of his career. And here we are 30 years later. He was the end of that first wave waking up, and we were the start of the big, huge wave, and now there's that gigantic wave coming in. But the counter is new viruses. And I've got, as we predicted, Harvard has come out and said, this is the new part way of life, but to turn the lockdowns on and off forever now with this virus and others, and you're going to have to take forced inoculations. You'll have apps on your phone that tell you when you can go outside, when you can't. We've got some reporters coming on from the UK. Ike was talking about that, where you're allowed to go out and exercise, but the police say, keep moving, keep moving. This is beyond 1984, where she comes on the telescreen and tells Winston Smith, you know, to do your exercises better. And you see people getting into the conformity. I have a family member whose family member called her last night and said, I hope you're conforming to staying at home and doing as you're told, and sent us a PBS video called The Smart Guys about how we're all dead if we don't do this. And I'm noticing the left and the conformists are the ones really getting into it. I know Ike's got issues with Trump, so do I, but clearly, Boris Johnson, Trump are a different faction of this, and they couldn't get rid of him with Russiagate or Ukrainegate, and now China's back to business, Russia's back to business, but America, they say, can never reopen, and this is a permanent new thing, and the election may have to be suspended. You can see the power grab, and if the public submits to this, well, I'll show you the articles in a moment while David talks. They're now at Harvard and the CDC saying, this is your new way of life. And in China, you have an Alibaba app the government runs through their Amazon where you go out when it tells you. And in France, you download a form. This is just leapfrogging from where they were behind in their police state to way deep into where they wanted to go. So, David Icke, please continue, sir, with where you left off.
Yeah, I was saying that this is not about health. And of course, the legacy of what is happening is going to be economic, which in itself will lead to massive health problems through economic deprivation, through homelessness. You know, it's like sort of an explosion has gone off, and people are so shocked and bewildered by the initial explosion. They're not yet, although some directly will be experiencing it, seeing the real fallout. And we are looking all over the world now, in this country, in your country, all over the world, at a holocaust against small, medium, even some big businesses not connected to this global cult, that will never be the same again, and vast numbers of them will never open again. They're gone. And with them go the people that own them and run them. With them go all the people who are employed by them. I mean, just closing the restaurants and bars and associated businesses in the United States has affected directly nearly 16 million people, because the restaurant industry and all that's associated with it is the biggest private sector employer in the United States. And that's not including all the supply chains of food suppliers and other suppliers. So what's being targeted is the very area of the global economy that this cult wants rid of. Because the game is to create what I've been calling for years the Hunger Games Society. And my goodness me, does this fit current events?
Oh, the Bilderberg Group, as you know, has leaked before in Davos. They'll say people shouldn't have money to come here and protest us. We want to get rid of a middle class. We don't want people going out and having dinner. We don't want people having a car to go drive to the countryside. They want us locked down. That's the nature of an authoritarian system.
Well, what Americans, because our version of the middle class is slightly different, but what Americans call the middle class, of course, has been the target all along. And there's a reason for that, which I'll come to. I've already started to go there. And what is going to be absolutely demolished by what is happening on purpose? The livelihoods and independence of what America calls the middle classes. So if we go back to this structure, it's been in my books for years, of the Hunger Games Society. You have a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid is a tiny few people that we could call them the 1%. They're tiny few people, the elite. At the bottom of this pyramid are planned to be pretty much the rest of humanity in servitude via dependency, watch current events, upon the elite, and in between the two, to hold that status quo in permanence, is planned to be a, not just a police state, but a police military state, as they fuse the two eventually, to hold status quo, to stop the mass of people challenging the elite, and to impose the will of the elite upon the people. And this Hunger Games Society is designed to be run as a technocracy. People can call it fascism, they can call it communism, and in the outplay of it, yes, it's that kind of tyranny, but it's run not even by politicians, but in the end, but by technocrats, and crucially, by control of everything through AI. Thus, who controls AI controls the whole system.
And by the way, you said this 20 years ago. I said it 20 years ago from their own statements. Now they're all over the news that this is official. There's no speculation now. This is it.
Yeah. So what we're seeing, because, you know, I've been saying for years, you know, way back when people were saying, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, that, you know, this whole situation that we're now seeing unfold around us has been worked towards step by step, what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, decade after decade after decade. But I said way back, there's going to come a point where it has to break the surface where we can see it, or it's not going to transform society in the way that it wants. And so what we're seeing now is that breaking of the surface big time. And
that's
gone.
Right. On a Richter scale, previous attempts were just conditioning. It is now totally like a submerged submarine, blasted up. You ever seen a sub come up quick and it shoots up like 20 feet in the air, 60 feet in the air? It is like a submarine, you know, doing a quick surfacing. Guys, pull up submarine, nuclear submarine does fast surface. You'll see it explode out. The water's calm. Boom. they finally had to launch their sneak attack, like Hitler building up his troops in World War II. We saw them build up, but suddenly blitzkrieg. They've now blitzkrieg. They've launched the full assault.
And what they've done is they've moved from hiding it to selling it. So they've been hiding what the smart grid AI control system is all about. But now they're breaking the surface because they have to bring it in. So now they've gone to sales pitch. And that is that connecting the human brain to AI, so AI becomes the human mind, it will make us gods. So that's the sales pitch. And the sales pitch with what's going on now is this virus is deadly. And unless you give up all your freedoms and allow the few to control everything and dictate everything, there is going to be mass deaths and consequences for humans. So this is part of moving from hiding it to selling it. And people need to ask a few questions. Let's look at old people here. We are being asked to believe around the world, in America and in this country, big time in this country, in Britain, that a system that treats old people with absolute contempt, that in this country has them paying in from taxation all their lives. Many old people today fought in wars, lost loved ones in wars, elite wars, though they didn't know what they were at the time. They've served society all their lives, and then at the end of their lives, they're played out overwhelmingly with a what they call a pension.
Stay there. We got to go back. And before they ever get it, they're killed with a bioweapon. And Bill Gates openly says, kill the old people. And he's the guy openly preparing us for this. Hour number two with David Icke is 2 minutes away. Spread the word now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're now into the third hour on this March 26th, Thursday live transmission. He was getting into how they're treating the old people, how they claim they care about them so much and want to save them so much when this virus targets them. David Icke, please continue.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, they pay what they call pensioners in this country a sum every month. It is pathetic, and they live out their lives deciding whether to spend their money to stay warm or spend their money to eat. As a result, they eat crap food, toxic food, the worst food. They can't afford anything more. And they can't afford nutrients to boost their immune system, your vitamin A's, your vitamin C's, your vitamin D3's. And no one in the system, even now, by the way, is telling them they need to do that. And now, having treated the elderly like that, generation after generation, and it's getting worse, we are being asked to believe that the entire global economic system must be shut down to protect old people. They don't give a damn about old people. And when they start saying they do, there's a scam going on. And there's a few things, Alex, that relate to this. You will have noticed, and many other people I'm sure will have noticed, that there is a clear campaign and agenda in my country, as in yours, to create a wedge, a division between the young and the old. This is the old Greta Thunberg scenario.
How dare you, old people? We're going to put you up against the wall.
It's you old people who have destroyed the planet and are destroying our lives. It's your fault.
How dare you, David Icke? I'm going to get you with my Antifa parents.
Oh yeah, that's very much the theme of what it's all about. And the thing is that with Brexit in this country, you had another division between, it's the old people that want Brexit. They're destroying our lives. We'll wait for them to die and go back in. So there is this division. So what is going to happen? Because it's not about primarily the now, here and now. It's about what this will reverberate into when people start to realize the world that they knew has gone already, and in weeks, even more so. And a lot of young people and a lot of younger people are going to be saying, this only happened because we were protecting those old people. You'll see a backlash that way. Absolutely.
Oh, why? No. Twitter allows the huge promotion of let's kill the boomers and the younger licking toilet seats, hoping to incubate and kill their parents.
Well, that's the thing. This remove the boomers. And what an irony that is, Alex, you know. What an irony that so many people of the generations that the wokers now want to do away with were the flower power anti-establishment counterculture of the 1960s. How ironic. But this is where it's going. And these things will be played out because, you know, I've written in my books for a long time about this plan for what they call the demise pill, where you get to a certain age and you take this pill and you're gone. This is not fantasy.
Logan's Run.
This is not fantasy. This is what they tell you if you look at the insiders and what they say. And therefore, while it seems to be protecting old people now, actually this is going to be turned against them eventually. And when I'm talking about the Hunger Games society, what is going to be the impact of what is being done now around the world?
Stay there. We got to go to 60-second break. Some stations join us. Let's talk about the Hunger Games impact. And I want to ask you, 9/11 clearly is a trigger. Brings us to the next big trigger. The triggers get exponentially bigger. What's the next trigger after this? We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Not everyone has been caught in the trance. Not everyone is under the spell of the Fallen One and his operatives who are trying to create the post-human future and are now admitting it and worshiping their AI gods that demand all the humans die, and then they will give them ascension to the next level in the Silicon world and the universe they've created outside of this one. And then, of course, the big Illuminati head, Arthur C. Clarke, Childhood's End. We upload, give up our bodies, the little devils with the red devils with horns lovingly help us transcend, then they blow the planet up. Nice folks. That's the inventor of the telecommunications satellite and the guy that wrote 2001 Space Odyssey. It's all in your face. We'll get some into that with David Icke coming up later. What's really behind it? Everybody's ready for the truth. They don't even attack me when I talk about this anymore. Everybody deep down knows it. The globalists admit it. They're not atheist folks. They're tapped into the bad guys. But David Icke, you're talking about how they're now playing young off against old. They're openly on Fox News going, It's the young people spreading it. And then they tell the young people, it's the old people that are causing all this. Divide and conquer. Get rid of your grandma. But if 9/11, your new book, The Trigger, which I guess you were prescient, you know, coming out with 4 months ago about you were on with this then, you said there'll be a next big trigger. And we talk about, will it be a bio attack? Folks should go back to that interview. And so it's obviously manufactured, but it's meant to be a simulant where they know what it'll do. They know who it will target so they can control it to create that division, that maximum fear, that martial law precedent, so that can also be blamed on economies and nationalist presidents. But with David Icke here with us, finish up your thought on that, and then the next big trigger and what you're expecting to come next from these anti-human operatives.
Well, if I just quickly finish the point about the old people, there's another little angle on this. You know, I mentioned earlier that they're now standing in line, as you say in America, queuing, as we say in Britain, outside supermarkets, 6 feet apart, going right off into the distance. Well, old people are in those lines. And, you know, we've had a couple of sunny days in Britain, but we'll have days of pouring rain and biting wind. And those lines will still be there, and there'll be old people in them. What do you think that's going to do to their health? And then you've got people locked away. So especially if they haven't got a garden, they are kept out of the sun. What do they say about these coronaviruses? Oh, yeah, they die when it gets warm. That's why they happen in the winter. Okay, why? Oh, because of the sunshine. Yeah, okay. So why are you locking people away from the sunshine? It makes no sense, because it's not about health. It is about control. And as I was saying earlier, if you look at that Hunger Games pyramid, few at the top, the police military state enforcing the status quo, and then the rest of humanity, independency on the few. What is going to happen? What is happening now to all those people who own small business and even bigger business, and all those people employed by them, those 15 odd million people in the restaurant industry alone in the United States? Where are they going to go? Where are they going now? They're falling into that lower echelon of the Hunger Games society. Because you see, while people have an independence of income and an independence of livelihood, they are not dependent upon the elite. So you destroy that. This is what this is about. And therefore, you create dependency. And there's one thing that I'm seeing. I've had to smile to myself and shake my head a few times in the last little while. They're now talking about, oh, well, you know, well, with people losing their jobs and AI taking jobs, what we need is a guaranteed income, because we're nice people. We are, you know, we want to give you some money every month. Now, this is how that works. This is what it's really about. You give people a guaranteed income that is, see British pension, derisory, and keeps them at a living level and a choice and opportunity level that's down there at the bottom rung of the Hunger Games society. But it doesn't end there. You say to them, I'm going to come to China in a second, oh, but we only pay you if you behave the way we say you should behave. Oh, by the way, if you don't want to take the guaranteed income, because you don't want the consequences and the strings that come with it, where else are you going to earn your living? There's no jobs anymore. Remember that big pandemic that actually, you know, wasn't?
So it's beyond, it's domestication. It's removing a human environment of any type of self-sufficiency. And they admit that. And now the UK is saying, if you are racist, which means anything they define, like being Brexit, then you're going to be denied health care. So it's really a very nightmarish, meat-grinding system. It's a system to divide off groups, have them destroyed by the other groups that think they're part of the winning team, but then you just start shaving off more and more of the groups until there's nobody. And finally, the paramilitary force is replaced with robots, and then it's a post-human world.
There was a quote, I'll summarize it, by Winston Churchill, who talked about people feeding and supporting the dragon, the serpent, in the hope that it would eat them last. And that's so prevalent in society today. The woke mentality, if young people watching this, if you're in any way woke, the woke mentality is a creation of this 1% elite to get you to demand your own prison cell. And it is no coincidence whatsoever that what is demanded by the climate hoax, the human-caused climate hoax to save the world, are the same ticked boxes of this virus. We had Prince Charles going to Davos and the World Economic Forum not so long ago, a matter of weeks ago, calling for a new economic system to save the planet by 2030, this ever-recurring year.
And that's what they say. Don't leave your house. You've got to work from home. You've got to be authorized by a computer to be in a car or eat meat. School children in the UK, as you know, are shown those films about Megapolis, where in the future. So yes, this is the whole Green Deal, Greta Thunberg, Rothschild carbon credit, now being run via a virus.
It all connects together. And I've got a quote here. You may have come across it, which is absolutely brilliant. It's by a Professor Dr. Sukharit Bhakdi. And this guy's a highly acclaimed infectious medicine specialist in Germany. And he's one of these kind of people who's come out and, you know, spoken against the narrative. And there's a lot of these people, but they just don't get in the mainstream media. And he was asked what he thought from a virus response point of view of these lockdowns. And he said they are grotesque, absurd, and very dangerous. All these measures are leading to self-destruction and collective suicide because of nothing but a spook. And one of the effects of this, Alex, as this lockdown let's not mess with words, puts people under house arrest, in effect. It's going to have massive psychological problems and impacts upon them as well, being in that confined space all the time, day after day, week after week. All this is part of it as well, because in the end, it's a psychological game. And the way it works is this. The way this system works is this. And we've seen this so blatantly. In the last
David,
we
got to go to break. Tell us how the system works. I 100% agree. Genius layout of this. Thank God for David Icke. They've got their AI and their globalist system. We've got David Icke. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. David Icke's our guest. This is the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide. Thanks for your support on over 200 radio stations, TV stations, and, of course, the Internet at band.video. David pointed out that the economic attack will kill a lot of people. Trump concurred with that. In fact, he talked about it a few days ago.
Continues to mobilize every segment of our society to turn the tide in the battle against the virus. I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing, and essentially we're referring to the timing of the opening. Essentially, the opening of our country. We have almost 160 million jobs in this country now, the most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
That's right. University of Chicago and others found between 6 and 8 million, I just say 7 million, starved to death during the Great Depression. Same thing happened in Europe, Weimar Germany. This is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. David Icke, you're on fire today as usual. You were saying during the break, though, the good news is this is backfiring at some level. There's a huge awakening in that the globalists are having to accelerate because of desperation. Let's talk about some good news here.
Yeah, just very quickly. I have problems with Donald Trump in relation to the blank check to Israel. But what he said there is absolutely right. I just hope he has the backbone to stick with it for the sake of the future of America here, because the cure is going to be fatal. It's already is fatal. And the idea that we destroy entire economies, the global economy, on the basis of a virus that the overwhelmingly vast, vast majority not only recover from, but have, quote, very mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. And by the way, when you start to look at the figures, it's very clear that more people have this virus and have had this virus than has ever come to light. We just had a study at Oxford University that reported this week that was talking about the fact that this virus came into Britain, not when it first seemed to appear, but at the latest in early January. Now, just 2 weeks before that point, I had every symptom of the coronavirus in December. Everyone. My son, Gareth, had everyone.
By the way, everyone says that. Everyone says that. So when they, and it turns out all people did have it, when they test people now, when the antibody test comes out, they're going to find that out.
Yeah. But the thing is that, I mean, I almost never get ill. That's why I remember it so well.
By the way, even New Yorker magazine says that the Oxford model shows that you're right, David, that your own government and universities believe that's the case.
Yeah. But the thing is that I never stopped working. It weren't very pleasant for a few days, but I never stopped working. And my immune system sorted it out. No doctor necessary, and certainly not a dismantling of the world economy necessary. But this is the point. As they're finding more and more people have actually had it or and have recovered fine from it, some not even knowing they had it, the death ratio of people having it to people who die gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Do you know they're saying that there's this anomaly in Germany. Their death rate is so much smaller than anywhere else. Well, the thing is, they are testing people, and then they're more aware of the number who've had it or the number who've got it in mild form, which is what it is, the overwhelming amount of time. And therefore, because they see the numbers who have it, the ratio of people who die, 0.5%, the last I saw in Germany, gets smaller and smaller. So, you know, it's not that they say statistics never lie, but statistics don't tell you what the situation is. The people who compile the statistics tell you what the situation is, and it's the situation that they...
Well, that's just like AI. They're always saying, oh, the great computer will decide when you live and when you die and how much food you get and what you go to school to be. But who programs it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very simple. And this is why, Alex, computer models are being used for this and why they're used for climate change.
Now, like you said, by 2017, all ice caps were supposed to be melted and all the computer models. Horse manure. We know they put false data in on purpose.
Yeah, the point is, with a computer model, it's ever so simple. If you want a result out, oh, look, this is what's going to happen, you make sure the data goes in to be processed that's going to come out with that result. And that's what they've done with the computer virus, with the computer modeling for this virus. And that's what they're using to pressure even...
No, but you're right. They're hyping up these... That's been proven, the death rate gets lower and lower the more people they find. So it is a computer virus. It is a made-up hysteria virus. I mean, it's a real virus that kills people, but the hype is a computer virus.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, in 2017, 2018, 45 million Americans got flu in that season.
Sorry, worse than that. CDC said 80 million. I thought that was the number. We looked it up. 80 million CDC, but Chicago Tribune.
But the CDC death
figures 80,000,
sorry. Are officially between 60,000 and 80,000 in 2017, 2018 from flu. Now, did the economy shut down? Were we standing 6 feet apart from each other to buy the, you know, the tea? No, we weren't, because that was not something that they wanted to happen at that time. Now they do. So basically the same situation is getting hyped out of all proportion. And unfortunately, vast numbers of people buy it because they get no other information outside of the mainstream, and they still look at mummy daddy state, even though they were lied to about 9/11. They were lied to about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They've been lied to over and over and over again. And people say, oh, politicians, you can't trust them. Oh, the state, you can't trust it. And then they go ahead and do just that in a situation like this. But as you said, what is happening? You know, I said a long time ago, you know, this has got to get really bad before enough people wake up and see it. Because it's so easy to say, oh, conspiracy theory sometime over the rainbow.
David, stop there. This was a shorter segment, long segment. I want to get into this critical point of all these critical points. This is one of the paramount ones for me. So we'll go to break. Got a nice long 10-minute plus segment coming up. I want you to really get into the silver lining in this cloud and more. DavidIke.com. He has his new book, The Trigger. Find it at DavidIke.com. Critical book. I read it. Amazing. To understand this new trigger, you've got to understand the last big trigger. We'll talk about the next big triggers coming. I'll tell you what I think as well. There couldn't be a more important discussion. You got David Icke and Alex Jones together, two of the preeminent people out there fighting the globalists, and you, the biggest audience out there of activists of every race, color, and creed, who love justice and understand that there's a pro-human future together. We'll be right back. Stay with us. He's a very busy man. And so 30 minutes of the next hour, we'll open the phones up for your quick questions or comments to David Icke. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. When he leaves us the last 30 minutes, I'll take calls. Continued after that, 877-789-2539. International line, dial the U.S. country code 512-646-1776. Your chance to talk to the one, the only, David Icke. First-time callers, let's do that today, 877-789-ALEX. Now, going back to David Icke, David, I want to get into solutions here, and I want to get into positive things, but I want to get into the bottom of the rabbit hole here, because you've been a real trailblazer on that, from researching the ancient text of the Sumerians and traveling to Africa and meeting with the tribes there and going to Peru. And I've kind of reverse-engineered a lot of what you said, and it's the only thing that makes sense. Now the globalists, the Elon Musk and others admit that they believe that they've broken through to other dimensions with the ayahuasca, the DMT. They're communicating with these fallen ones that in every culture demanded human sacrifice, demanded these destructive systems be set up that are anti-human. And now we're building towards some event. But let's get back to where we were on them pushing too far and on the big awakening that's happening and why you think they did this, even though it's backfiring, and where you think it's going, David Icke.
Well, they have a target. They have a target period of around 2030 when they want so much in place that they've been planning to put there for a long time. And when the time scale falls behind, then they come in with these events. 9/11 was a classic, which push the agenda forward in big leaps. I mean, you take this virus situation out, you take 9/11 out, and they would not be where they are in their timeline to their end game. So this is what they do. They do these things to push things along. Now, from here, I can see a lot of shocks, you might say. They want to keep shocking us, and the more shocks that people get, the more fear they generate, and fear always looks outside of itself for protection from what it's being manipulated to fear. So with this virus situation, you have people demanding their freedoms are taken away. You have people like Piers Morgan and the media here in Britain demanding that freedom is taken away. This is what happens when people fall into fear. So we're going to see more of that. And, you know, the reason that I have written so much and research so much about the nature of reality itself is because without understanding that, we cannot fully understand how we're being manipulated and to what end and how it's being done. And, you know, while we're sitting here believing in a certain kind of reality, a solid reality where everything's apart from everything else, this elite is has an understanding of what reality really is, which is extremely malleable, a bit like, if you like, Wi-Fi. It's very malleable. It's not solid. That's illusory. It's holographic, illusory solid. Now, so you have this situation where you've got this elite that understands how reality works and how we are only perceiving a tiny band of frequency, which we call the world, but it's only like a television channel within an infinite reality of other realities, dimensions, etc. So they understand how reality works and what this reality is, and they keep it from us. So that puts them immediately in a phenomenal position of power because they understand what the world really is and they give us a fake version of it. And so, you know, they call them secret societies for a reason, especially when you get into the satanic level of secret societies where they really have the knowledge. They call them secret because they keep secrets. And the big secret that they want to keep from humanity is the nature of reality itself, because without understanding that, we can't understand what they actually are. And I'll tell you what they are, this elite. I'm not saying everyone who's an agent of the elite, no, no, but this elite at its core. Not only are they not human, they are biological AI software programs. That's what they are. You know, we're reaching the point now. If I had said, and I did say that a long time ago, and people go, oh, that's mad, that Ike's mad. But now, as technology moves on, we're starting to see.
The globalists say the Holy Grail is preparing yourself to attain that.
Yeah, but they're already there. That's the point. Now, this explains something else. The key element in the personality of this elite, and of course, they interbreed with each other. Royalty did it, and now
they're heartless and they're cold-blooded and they're robotic.
They have dark suit royalty in the interbreeding of these big elite families. It's just the same as royalty. Let's not call it royalty anymore. And so you have a situation where if I, with this computer in front of me, wrote something really, really nasty and psychopathic and horrible and sent it, then the computer would not have any emotional consequence with that. It's got no empathy. It's got no emotional. It's got no feelings. It would just process that information and deliver it. Now, this is the dynamic, you know, and it's funny. You know, people who follow religions, I've heard them say that Ike's mad and they're always saying this. Well, hold on a minute. It's amazing how many things that I've said and written about in this alleged far out area that are actually supported by the religions.
No, you're absolutely right. We're going to come right back and get right into it straight ahead. David Ike's our guest. Your calls are coming up.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, about 40 minutes, David Icke leaves us. We'll be taking your calls for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. But these articles are coming out at Infowars.com with the press conferences. Dallas, Fort Worth, where I'm from, they have announced they can commandeer your homes and take your property, violating the don't quarter troops in your home. I mean, this is a power grab, untold. This is total hysteria. And we have articles where in Spain, you can't go in your backyard. They're telling young girls, you know, get off the beach. This is just all these authoritarian states are using this. It is so disgusting. And as David Icke earlier said, CDC reported 80,000 people died of the flu, if you believe that. They say it's an estimate. 2018, that's what they estimate will die of this year. But there's Gordon Brown calling for world government, ladies and gentlemen. an invisible enemy with an invisible system to take all your rights. Unbelievable. 20,000 have died worldwide, many of them from really other symptoms. Less than die in the U.S. every year of flu, but it's the end of the world. Total AI surveillance, total control. David Icke, continuing, you said they've woken a lot of people up. Let's get into that. And then talk about the next big trigger. Explain these trigger events, these big jumps forward in tyranny.
Yeah, well, I just finished that point I was saying about who these people are. They're biological software programs. They are AI. They're a form of AI. Now, that means they don't have empathy. That means they do not have emotion, so they cannot put themselves in the position of those they affect. So there are no limits. We have an emotional fail-safe mechanism called empathy, where we can put ourselves in the feelings of those we affect, which limit our actions. They don't have that. So there are no limits. So if you look just at the economic devastation that even now will happen if it stopped today, they couldn't care less about that. Just like the crash of 2008, when they were throwing people out of their homes, some of the banks for out of homes they didn't even lend money on. So they have no empathy. But AI is a way of processing information very efficiently. And so they are very clever. They're not wise, and certainly not in any way what we would call human, but they're very clever. They're very clever with technology and very clever with that whole manipulation of human psychology.
Like a spider, that's what it is. Very good at weaving a web, but they're very mechanical. Each spider species always weaves the same web. I've noticed different classes of the psychopaths, David, but I've also noticed higher level with what they believe are entities that they try to prepare themselves by doing horrible crimes and things. So they'll be, cut off from God so they can enter them. They actually enjoy the hurting children and enjoy the torture and feeding on the energy. So the servant class just doesn't have feelings and follows orders, but the dark ones, the spider itself enjoys the meal.
They feed off human low vibrational emotion. The more fear, anxiety, depression, all these low vibrational emotions, they feed off that. You know, in the Matrix movies where the Morpheus character held up the battery and said the machines have turned us into one of these, that was symbolically accurate because they feed off low vibrational human emotion. It's like an energy source to them. But, because what is low vibrational human emotion? It is electromagnetic energy. It is a power source that they use. And I don't know if you will remember, I'm sure you will. I nearly fell off my seat in the cinema when I saw it. It was a Disney movie called Monsters, Inc., where the main character was a gigantic eye, one eye, all-seeing eye. And the theme of this Monsters, Inc. was that the monster world did not have an energy source. So they used to go into and they had this power station in the monster world, and to power this power station, they went into the human world, and they went into, in the movie script, children's bedrooms, and they frightened them, terrified them, and as the child emitted the fear, they caught it in a tube and then took it back to the monster world, and that was that power source. In a animated movie, which seems to be like just a children's story, absolutely captured this dynamic that I'm talking about. They don't want people having joy and love and high vibrational energy. They want people in a low state. And so that they,
and by
they
the way,
do
David,
that,
during this time, I've actually
time. So when
David, I believe they're doing this to block the big awakening because your Skype's breaking up. So while it reconnects, let's just wait a moment. I hope you can hear me. Just wait a second. I remember you on my show. You've been coming on 20 years at least, but I remember you in the early 2000s, 2003, 2004, saying by the year 2016, there'll be a giant global awakening. Then they're going to counterstrike in 2020. And then that next decade will be all these wars and attacks and systems to try to make us submit while they totally emerge around 2020. Now, our YouTube channel had, billions and billions of views. Those interviews were up there. people can find them, hopefully, and send them to us. I couldn't, but I remember you. You wrote about this in books, so it's on record. How in the hell did you envision all this 2016, 2020, they emerge? I mean, my, what the hell are you jacked into?
Well, I could explain this, both that point of view and what they're doing.
How did you know in 2003 that there'd be a global awakening against the globalists in 2016, they'd counter-strike 2020? You said it every time you were on the show.
Well, you know, you can look at events and see where they're going, but I'll just explain this. We are enslaved by self-identifying with our labels, our name, our religion, our race, all these things. They are experiences. They're not us. They're experiences. And what the real I is consciousness, a point of attention, I call human beings, within an infinite stream of consciousness. Now, that point of attention can be myopic. And that's what this this cabal wants. That's what they work
it's
for.
It's trying
that's
to raid the group collective and direct it.
That's why they want us to believe that we are just our names and just our bodies. And
because
we have
they're trying to capture spirits in this dimension in a prison and have us work for them.
And that's what they are trying to do. They're trying to lock what I call five sense awareness into this bubble of perception. And once they've isolated five sense perception in that bubble, they then feed that bubble isolated awareness information, which becomes what? The perception of that five sense awareness, which becomes the behavior of the five sense awareness. Now, if you realize that your labels are transitory experiences and what you are is consciousness having those experiences, you start to expand as your expansion of self-identity goes out into the great beyond. So does your awareness, and you start to tap in to levels of consciousness information.
Well, I was about to say, because that's what happens to me. I knew they were going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden and use it to take rights. And I said it on air, and I just knew. And that's what you're talking about, is they don't want us to do that. They want us controlled with only their information at us so that we never understand that.
Well, you know, you've brought up a key word there, which I use all the time and I have for 30 years. No. I'll give you a bit of body language. I'm thinking. I know. I just know. Look at the body language when we say those things. From the heart, what we call the heart, not the physical heart, the energetic heart, we connect out into the great beyond. And we know. I just know. This is our body is telling us where it's coming from.
We know Brian Stelter's evil. We know Hillary's evil without even looking at their deeds. You just know.
But the mind thinks. And why does it think? Because it doesn't know. It's trying to work it out. This doesn't think. It just knows. We call it intuition, whatever you want to call it. So when you're tapping into those things, you can get information, awareness, knowing that you can't get when you are entrapped only in five cents.
And that's why Trump said the deepest thing he ever did was to be shallow. People said that's a ridiculous statement. No, you just know, and that's never wrong. The problem is you can think you know, thinking with your brain, you can misinterpret the knowing.
Yeah. So let's take this on to the elite and this AI agenda. You know, psychopaths, because that's what they are, like Elon Musk, while this is going on, are sending up more and more satellites. He says 42,000 up there. There are other companies. There's a British one that's doing the same. And what they're doing is creating, and I've been writing this in the books for years and years.
Stay right there. 31, David Icke, you're on fire as usual, but particularly today, you're in fuego. We'll be right back, and I'm going to get to the heart of this with you and the servant class of the globalists, which are these psychopaths, but what's above that? Oh, my gosh. It's all real, folks. We'll be right back. Hour number four, straight ahead.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
moving quick here. David Icke is our guest. Your calls are coming up next segment. We got something really crazy we're going to show you next segment. So be sure to stay with us. But David, you're awesome. You're on fire, doing a great job. You got cut off by the break, the point we're making. And then the next I want to get into, you're saying they've miscalculated, though, that the awakening's huge. Let's speak to some of that, but finish your last point.
Sure. So if we take what I was saying about reality and the whole focus, the whole strategy of control by this elite, this non-human force, is to isolate human perception only in five sense reality. Because when they do that, people are only getting their information to form their perceptions from within five sense reality, which is their sources of communication, Silicon Valley, the mainstream media, etc. And what they are doing with this, these thousands of satellites, tens of thousands eventually, that are going up now, not least thanks to people like Elon Musk, friends in jail for crimes against humanity with the key thrown mid-Atlantic, and he's not alone either. Because what they're doing is putting these satellites up, and they're firing at the Earth because they want to create a situation of what I was have been calling in my books over the years a technological sub-reality, a massive technologically generated electromagnetic field, think Wi-Fi, with which allows AI to be connected to the human mind anywhere in the world. That's why they want to cover every inch of the planet. And once they connect to AI and put in place this electromagnetic technological bubble, the sub-reality, then even more than ever before, human five-sense awareness will be disconnected from expanded awareness beyond it. Because obviously, you know, we operate on certain frequencies and expanded awareness operates on other frequencies, and we have to expand our own minds, open our minds, classic, exactly what it is, so that we can connect with these other frequencies of consciousness, not some alien in a spaceship, our own consciousness, other levels of ourselves. And then we start to, we have a point of reference then. Instead of being in the world and of the world, as in the bubble, the five sense bubble, we are in the world in the sense that we're interacting with
but not of it.
But we're not on the world in terms of our total point of perception.
Well, that's what the Bible says. Let me raise this. Elon Musk comes out and says, oh, I'm against the AI gods. Then he says, everybody needs a brain chip. And this year he's trying to sell kiosk where a robot puts a bunch of wires in your head. I mean, it's just crazy. And when you see him give speeches, we'll talk about this next segment, his eyes look completely blasted and they're big, giant black pupils. So we're going to talk about that next segment. David, give me a minute on this.
I said earlier that what this is planned to be is a technocracy run by experts and engineers and scientists and bureaucrats. Elon Musk's grandfather was the head of the Technocracy Party in Canada in the 1930s. He's not doing what he's doing with SpaceX and Tesla and Neuralink by accident. He's there because he's the one who's chosen to do it. This whole thing about, oh, AI could be the end of humanity. Yeah, okay, Elon. So why are you helping to make it happen? Because it can't happen without satellites creating this sub-reality of Wi-Fi 5G. The man's a complete bloody fraud. And these are the people, these Silicon Valley technocrats, who need calling out and not worshipping as some kind of celebrity. These people are enslaving the world via technology. The great horrors of the endgame are not possible without what they're doing. Call them out. Never mind, oh, there's our Elon Musk. You know, this celebrity nonsense, he's destroying human society with what he's doing.
And notice they're all supposed to give up their humanity, and we're supposed to chop our son's genitals off, and that's the new sacrament for the new ruling class, is goblin-like creatures in wigs. We'll be right back with David Icke on the other side, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
They live, we sleep. But if we stop sleeping, it's the end of this anti-human, post-human project that's now all over the news. And under the Green Deal, they want you locked up in your house. Well, now the virus is here right on time. David Icke's our, I want to go to some of your phone calls. Sherry, Jordan, Brian, Kevin, Steve, Fish, Jeff, and a few others in the time we have left. You've been really gracious with us. DavidIcke.com. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dave, we were talking during the break about the shark eyes of these individuals. I remember Mark Quarantine 25 years ago would talk about that. You talk about that. I've met Janet Reno, been like 10 feet from her, and she was not even in, I mean, she was under heavy lights, and she had pupils all the way out. You couldn't even see the irises. And Tim Cook is in all these interviews for Vice and for CNN under bright lights in his face. You or I would have tiny little pupils. But if a cop pulled him over, he'd arrest him and say, what do you want? PCP, methamphetamine, four hits of LSD. I mean, one hit of LSD doesn't do that in my experience. People I've known that have taken it. And of course, that's a Photoshop photo. That's a joke. But he really looks like that in these videos. Let's show Brian Stelter now. I know folks that work at CNN, it's come out in leaks. Brian Stelter literally walks around going like this, going, ah, ah, just like, I'm so powerful, with a weird Joker face. Going, ah, 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 ah. They're like possessed by something. And so they're not just sociopaths or psychopaths. Some of them act like demon goblins. I mean, would you let your child anywhere near that creature? And then let's you know, show people Elon Musk now everywhere. His eyes are totally wide open. Is it a brain chip? Is it a bunch of amphetamines? We know they use a lot of drugs in Silicon Valley. David, you know, you've got a lot of contacts. What in the hell is going on with these people?
Well, let me tell you a story. Long time ago, before I was into any of this stuff, I was working at the BBC and was a national spokesman for the British Green Party, not for very long, but I'm glad I was. It did not serve me well in understanding the green mentality today. But anyway, I was invited onto a television program. It was an election program with results were coming in for the European elections. And I turned up, and the lady who met me took me into the makeup room, and the door was open. So I walk in, and to me, there's no one there. The room seemed empty. It's a makeup room. And the lady says, oh, someone will be along to see you in a minute, and walks out. So I sit down, and I'm staring at the mirror. And then something caught my eye just to my right. And I turn around, and sitting behind the door, which is why I couldn't see him, waiting to have his makeup taken off, he'd just been interviewed on the show, was a guy called Ted Heath, who was a former prime minister of Britain. He was the one, more than anyone else, that got us into the European Union. He actually signed us in to call the common market then. And it was in a very, this was an experience which made sense later when I started to understand what the world was about. So I nodded to him, you know, all right, mate, yeah. And he looks at me and he doesn't acknowledge me. He doesn't move. Well, he actually did move. He turned and looked towards me with a swivel seat. And he looks at me, and he never moved, but his eyes started at the top of my head and slowly went down to my feet, like you scanning me, and then went back again. And he had this quizzical, strange look on his face, like, hmm. But the key point was this. While he was doing it, his eyes went totally black. And I mean the entire eye, no whites, no pupils, nothing, entirely black. And it was, I described this to people afterwards. It was like looking into two black holes, looking through.
Exactly.
Him.
It was like the other dimension was right there. Well, I've told the story growing up in Dallas, well, the richest county in it's Texas at the time.
AI shell. His body's an AI shell, and I was looking through to what is actually, you know, driving these people. They are literally biological AI software programs, and that's why they act as they do. And because they don't have what people call a soul, this energetic field of vitality, their eyes look dead because there's no vibrance, there's no if you like, no soul there. And then, you know, I said earlier about religions. Well, Christianity calls this phenomenon demons. Islam calls it the jinn. The Gnostic people call them the archons. The Zulus call them the Chitahuri. They are the same. It's the same phenomenon, just in different names. And people talk about the soulless ones. Well, an AI machine's not got a soul, has it? And that's what we're dealing with. Once we start to realize what the dynamic is, and the
so you're
fact
saying
that
the aliens are among us, the fallen ones, like the Bible says. The Bible says that they would walk around, there'd be angels too that look like normal men. That's all in the Old Testament. You're saying that's what they are.
This whole theme of the fallen angels in biblical terms, that's exactly the force I'm talking about. You know, what we need to do, religions and non-religious people like me, bricks and mortar religion, as my father used to call it, but everyone to their own. We need to come together and see that actually in different ways, we are in so many areas actually telling the same story.
Well, here's the thing I know, Dave, we need to go to calls, is that the globalists are anti-human. They say all humans must die to then transcend. This sounds like an alien transmission. It's just psychotic, and they actually run things, and they're actually doing it. Let's take a call. Sherry in Ohio has a question for David Icke. Sherry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. I know you've mentioned a lot the draconian entities and the darkness and the chaos that they're instilling in humanity to take us over. However, I know that there has to be, you know, if there's the dark, there has to be the light. And, you know, I feel very strongly that there are also benevolent entities that are here that want to help us, that want to help us defeat the dark. I know I sound insane if I say that I've come in contact with one, because I have become aware beyond my five senses. Some crazy things have happened to me, things that I've felt and seen. I've started reading your books. I can't believe that I got in, you know, to actually call you. I feel like little steps along the way are leading me to figure out in my own way what is going on. And I know that I'm supposed to help. I know I'm supposed to, you know, spread the love and the peace and the light. And I just, I hope that I can trust in the benevolent forces, because overall they are probably going to be helping the rest of humanity.
Well, ma'am, let me just say this. I mean, here's the thing. Just go out and stand up against evil, and then the God of the universe will show up to that. Some people get into, you know, the spiritual stuff. They obsess on that all day, and then that takes them over. Just going out being a good person, I think, is the key to this. But regardless, there's a giant awakening happening. And that's what I was trying to tell David earlier. I feel love and good energy coming into the world very strong. That's why I think they're counter-striking. David?
If I could just respond to what's just been said, which was very interesting. People say, where's the cavalry, right? When's the cavalry coming? Well, if the cavalry came into our vibrational state, it wouldn't be the cavalry anymore. It would be five-sense bubbled humans. This expanded awareness, which takes many forms of entities, consciousness, all of it, we have to expand our awareness, raise our frequency so we sync with it and we become the cavalry. What this elite wants to do is to hold us in low vibrational states of fear, anxiety, depression, all these things, so that we do not connect out there. So what people call the light is all around us. It's sharing the same space that we are.
We just have to connect.
And how do we do that? We open our heart. And people talk about love and they see love as weak. Oh, he's into love. Love is the ultimate power, because love does not have that which takes our power away. The ability to
David, don't stay there. Sherry hung up, but she's making great points. Well, let's talk about this when we come back. This is important. We'll be right back with your phone calls, David Icke. Jones here back live. time. David's agreed to do the next segment with us as well. And he's got to get back to his important work. We're very appreciative of that. DavidIke.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The War Room's coming up. 3 p.m. Central. Lawrence Troyer. The only power we have is to take action, do the right thing, and have you appreciate it and spread the word. We appreciate you. Everything the globalists do is about taking us out of our natural environment, making us weak, bombarding us with false information, false chemicals, false wavelengths to jam our connection to the universe. And as David said, the lady's worried about, I feel these spiritual forces. How do I know they're good or bad? If you're good and you love justice and freedom and you expand out, evil is not going to resonate and couple with that. It's evil telling you, don't trust it. Don't trust being good. You reach out. God's there. And you can debate that stuff all day. The churches and systems are there to put something in front of it. The priest class to keep you from finding out what's happening. That's what Jesus was saying. If you actually read the New Testament, I got a caller here. Jeff in Canada has a question for you. But, David, the proof's in the pudding. You're fighting this anti-human force and you've been persecuted by the system. And now your worldview is just the worldview of the ancients and the common sense. And it's now the real cosmology. There aren't a lot of atheists anymore out there. There aren't a lot of these top mathematicians go, I see God in this. I see, the scientists are proving there's dark matter five times more powerful, as you know, holding the universe in place. So the more we learn, the more we know that this is a creation. I want to take a few calls, but you wanted to speak to what she was saying.
Well, yeah. You've only got to look at the makeup of the universe, which I say is holographic. And, I was writing this.
Well, you said that 30 years ago, and now the science shows that.
Yeah, well, and more and more scientists are now seeing that we are in a holographic reality because it actually removes so many of the alleged mysteries, which can't be explained if it's not holographic.
But what is it that's five times more powerful holding it in place that the math, that the scans show, the dark matter?
Yeah. The thing is, well, people talk about dark matter. I talk about the unseen and the unseen forces. I don't think it's necessarily dark matter in the way that...
By dark, they just mean they can't see it or occult.
Yeah. Yeah, but they can't see it. They have a different, way of describing it. But it's basically you can't see it. Now, given that we live in a reality where everything that we can see is the most ludicrously narrow band of frequency you can almost imagine, the entire electromagnetic spectrum is, according to mainstream science, about 0.005%. of what exists in the universe. Some say it's a bit more, but not much. And visible light, which is the only band of frequency that we can actually see, what we call the visible world, is a smear of the 0.005%.
But isn't that because we couldn't consciously deal with what's actually all around us and what's swimming by? And
No, if we go back to to biblical texts, and these texts are repeated in different forms in other non-Christian texts. This whole thing about the sons of God who interbred with the daughters of men is a lot more technological and advanced than just procreation, I would say. But the human body has been manipulated, and when consciousness is experiencing through the body, works like a focus, like looking through a spyglass. It focuses your attention in this narrow band of frequency. So our five sense perception only perceives the band of frequency.
And
so
is that the rose colored darkly?
Yeah, but if we don't expand beyond it, then that's all our reality is, and we have to try to make sense of the world and ourselves and what's happening from that myopia. So when people have near-death experiences where suddenly they say they leave the body when the body dies briefly, and they suddenly experience this extraordinary expansion of reality where past, present, and future exist in the same now, what's happened is their consciousness, which has been experiencing this reality in its transitory life we call human, has been released from this focus of attention on this band of visible light, and suddenly it sees what it and experiences what it really is, which is consciousness not form, not legs and a torso and a head. That's just the vehicle to experience this particular.
Amazing, David. I want to get more calls while you're here with us, but this caller brings it up. And so many Christians, and I'm a Christian, but from the Christianity, I actually see what Christ said, not what the churches say. They get mad at stuff like this. They go, no, it's the doctrine of demons, blah, blah, blah. No, the atheists and people saying there is nothing, you're a machine, it's good. More people I've told have become Christian, real Christians from shows like this, because they finally all make sense instead of the controlled church trying to block people. But see what Jeff in Canada has to say. You're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, David. Pleasure talking
Hello,
to you.
Hello, Jeff.
I've really enjoyed the segment so far.
Well, God bless you. What's your question or comment for David Icke?
My question is this. Jesus said that no man can come to him unless he learns of the Father. And I've interpreted that from what David is saying as the God of love. And I believe that that's a free gift for all humanity. The book of Revelation says that eventually everything is going to funnel into Jesus, and that Jesus is the reset for the entire earth, bringing us all back to a state of love and consciousness. And that will be the operating system of the entire cosmos. My question, David, is, do you believe in Jesus?
All right, thanks, Jeff.
As an individual, no, I don't. As a symbol of a high frequency human being, and a high frequency awareness, that's what I would say more accurately, I have no problem with that. You can call that high frequency awareness whatever you like. And this is the point, because, you know, the Jesus story can be seen in many other, periods and cultures, with different names but basically the same story.
Sure. And I'm going to tell some of the listeners, because I'm a Christian, but what turns off a lot of people who aren't Christians is that they're told, if you don't think exactly like I think right now, you're going to hell. And this guy we have on is talking about his view. Whereas back in the time of the disciples, they were having debates and arguments with all the other religions and groups in public. And that's the college of ideas. And we don't need our own censorship of discussions within our own ranks. We need to have a larger discussion. Go ahead.
Yeah. But if you take the concept of what Christians call Jesus as an enlightened, expanded state of awareness, then only through quote Jesus, that state of awareness, can you make connection with what I call the one, the infinite. That makes sense, because when you get pulled into low vibrational states, which is what this cult and this manipulation of our reality is all about, then you are withdrawing a frequency connection, if you like, from this, this infinity of love, wisdom, awareness.
Yes, and then Christ is saying you got 100% tie yourself to me to get out of this. And that's true. And that's why the devil worshipers and stuff hate real Christians, is because that's happening and they can't stand it. So regardless, folks, Jesus is real. Just embrace it. Final segment with David Icke. We'll be right back.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we got a load of phone lines. Folks want to talk to David Icke. He's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt. Real quick question or comment, Matt. You're on the air with David Icke. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, David and Alex?
Welcome, sir.
Big fan of yours, Alex. You've listened to you for years, and I'm not going to keep you too long because I know you have a load of phone lines. I did want to promote, before I ask your question, your bone broth product is excellent. It gives you energy, gives you clarity, better than any of the protein shakes you can buy in stores. So I love using that stuff. It's excellent. But anyways, to the question, I wanted to ask you all about Trump signing into at the 5G Secure Beyond Act of 2020. He just signed that into on March 23rd.
Well, Israel banned it. Who invented it? Switzerland's banning it. And it absolutely surveils you and fries you. David Icke, your take on 5G. And Trump, I think, did a terrible, terrible thing allowing that to come to us.
Yeah, well, you see, a lot of the things, whether it's Trump or Boris Johnson or whoever, you see, they're not often aware of what they're dealing with.
Exactly.
And therefore they make decisions based on being ignorant of what they're being involved in. 5G has to be brought in as part of this whole virus scenario. Because one of the things that 5G does is devastate the immune system.
Oh, it's on record that viruses are 3 or 4 times, depending on the study, worse. Exactly. Once 5G is activated, David Icke, you ought to come on for an hour sometime. And what you would do if you were prime minister? How about David Icke for prime minister?
The point is that these electromagnetic technological frequencies, and of course 5G is a big step up from even what we've had before, and they're destructive enough. They basically dismantle and kill biological life, with one or two exceptions. I think it's about 3 exceptions. One of those exceptions is viruses.
Oh.
It increases their power.
Oh.
Elon Musk, you really should be in jail for crimes against humanity, because what is going to happen once this 5G is being fired at every area of the earth? So, and by the way, I've just got a quick quote here, Alex. It's by a guy called Arthur Furstenberg. He's the author of a book called The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. And this is what he said in 2018. This is what that book's all about. This is before 5G and before the coronavirus. Every time we have dramatically changed the properties of the Earth's magnetic field with a big step up in technological radiation, whether it's intense radar, which goes back to around the time of the Spanish flu, etc., this has had dramatic effects on health down here on Earth. And the following year, after he said that, 5G was introduced, and now we've got this going on. So,
and it started in Wuhan, where they rolled it out.
Yep, where they rolled it out. And what's happening now, I mean, they've just rolled it out in 21 more towns and cities in Britain while this virus is going on. And that's another point. While everyone's focused, oh, coronavirus, what the heck else is doing and going on? And what's going on? Well, people are locked up in their homes, basically. This is a great opportunity for them to push a lot of things
on.
And
let's go further. So, they have an area of thousands of square miles in West Virginia where the government doesn't allow any radio because they've got secret systems trying to contact aliens. That's admitted, New York Times, where the internet ends. But here's the thing. Now with all these satellites bombing us with 5 and 6G, we won't be able to escape anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. This is all part of that technological sub-reality I was talking about. And they had to have 5G. That's why it's being rolled out without any testing. They had to have 5G because without it, this Internet of Things and this smart grid and these autonomous cars and all these other things.
Yeah, the robots can't go everywhere. You can't have the robot take over without 5G.
And that you can't have it without 5G. You can't have it without that power of communicative connection. So it's absolutely essential to them. And if someone said to me, Alex, what one thing would throw a spanner in the works of this, now it would be stopping 5G.
Yeah, if people start attacking robot cars and robots and 5G, not saying do it, if we did it early on and it would just happen, if the police decided to do it, then we will be able to save civilization. If not, robot takeovers for sure. They'll follow globalist orders. Talk about sociopaths. Talk about psychopaths. Let's take another call for David Icke. He's got to go soon. Let's talk to Jordan in California. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a quick question. I can make it more than one question, hopefully. But
we got a few minutes.
I've been a big fan for a while, and because you guys, I started studying things like masonry. And when I got into studying masonry and secret societies, I basically started realizing connections between groups in the Bible, like the tribe of Levites, you know, masonry and temple keepers and stuff like that.
And it all comes out of Egypt, and then it comes out of the first temple with Solomon and all the rest of it.
Yeah, well,
yeah, right, Babylon, Sumer.
Go ahead, David.
Babylon, Sumer, that whole area of the world. It's no accident that the major bloodlines of this cult, if you like, came out of that area of the world. Major religions came out of that area of the world. It's through the British Empire, et cetera, and the other European empires. They then took the world over. That's how the cult took the world
sure,
over.
Sure. So what's your question, Jordan?
Well, what do you guys think about the idea that the knowledge of Adam, like Adam supposedly lived 900 years, and the possibility of his collective knowledge was passed down not only to the tribal Levites, but to Mason. All right, so I'm a big understander of the pharmaceutical companies pretty much run this world. And because of that, they understand concepts of like chasing down secrets of alchemy and...
Well, you know, they're using it to try to suppress us. All right, I appreciate your call. You want to comment to that, David?
The kind of area that he's talking about is absolutely involved in all this. Like I say, they call them secret societies because they're secret, but they're compartmentalized. So your average Mason isn't got a clue what's actually going on in the deeper levels of that organization. And at those deeper levels, that's where they get into this real understanding of how reality works. And if you understand how it works, you can understand how.
Sure. Time for one more call. Steve in Florida, the same theme. Who's really behind the show? Let me ask you, David, before he says this. From your deep research, studying all the different ancient texts, the globalists obviously believe they're talking to interdimensional beings and they're getting knowledge from them. Is it one main alien group, or who is it?
Well, in the end, I don't think that this whole force takes any kind of form. It can take, but in the end, it is a state of phenomenally distorted, inverted, scrambled consciousness.
It's a spirit. It's information that's destructive.
That brings us to something very important, which I'll just mention very quickly. State of awareness is very, very clever, but not wise. And it itself is a low vibrational state because of its, perceptual state, and thus it is disconnected from this great
that's right. It always carries things out and wins the first round, but never thinks what comes in the later round.
So let's go back to what we talked about earlier, where so many of the things I'm saying, religions appear to be saying something different, but they ain't. When they talk about the fallen ones and the fallen one in all its forms, and all these different cultures have the same concept of what Christianity calls Satan or the devil. Because of this vibrational disconnection caused by the distorted, chaotic consciousness that we're dealing with, it literally did disconnect from, quote, God.
It's not just fallen to earth, it's fallen spiritually from the electromagnetic connection. Yeah. Amazing. We're out of time, David. You said you'll come back in the next few weeks because things are really happening fast. DavidIke.com, the new book. The Trigger, people should get it at DavidIke.com. Thanks for the time.
Great, mate. See you soon.
Thank you, David.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it,
and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc, for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalist and the enemy of the people, corporate media, have worked overtime like the devil to destroy all independent, pro-America, truth-based media. And chief amongst their enemy has been InfoWars. But thanks to you spreading the word and thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we are still on the air and have actually expanded in the face of their tyranny. It is now more critical than ever that you take this opportunity to share Bandot Video and InfoWars.com and the articles and reports that are so critical, because the world is waking up and needs this information now more than ever. From myself and the InfoWars crew, you have our undying pledge and commitment to fight these tyrants harder than we ever have before, and to defend basic freedom and justice and the American way of life. This is the crossroads, America and the planet in the balance. Whatever you do, please take action and spread the word. God bless and good luck.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live broadcasting worldwide on this March 26th, 2020 Thursday transmission with 221 out from the historic election. 221 days. All right, here we are. The UN and others are openly calling for world government to implement the global solution to the deadly supposed coronavirus. But I have a stack of news articles here where they admit it's basically the common cold, and that they are simply hyping flu deaths to add it all together. And Imperial College expert has now reduced their death toll number by 10x. But how are the globalists going to launch their next attack? Well, I'm going to tell you in a moment. But first, this next video we just put together, because I was watching the clip earlier of Trump last night in the press conference saying, yeah, the Democrats want to keep things closed to shut down the economy and make sure I don't get reelected.
Mr. President, you tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
What do you mean by election success? No.
You tweeted. You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
opponent.
No,
I think the media, yeah, just so you understand. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly, because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls.
Because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please, bring on the recession.
One woman said,
I want a recession because that'll help get rid of Donald Trump.
I call this another Trump slump.
The threat of recession is real.
That we would see the global economy entering recession in three quarters. Perfect timing, I say. I mean, I've been rooting for a recession.
But if the global economy, including the United States, is taking a step toward recession, what does that mean for this presidency?
Ooh, it's political suicide.
These numbers are irrefutable.
There are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done.
The president went on Fox News and lied to millions of people about the coronavirus outbreak as his administration bungles its response to the crisis. For more on this, it's time for a closer look.
With the world on edge, people are looking to their leaders for reassurance and answers. Unfortunately, we have him.
It's a serious thing that needs to be dealt with seriously. And right now, the federal government is failing.
Stop lying.
When in the middle of a severe public health emergency, the president just lies about it over and over and over again.
Trump keeps lying to people about the potential threat posed by the spread of the coronavirus.
This may be Donald Trump's Katrina.
Donald Trump is not in charge here. The governors are in charge.
This is an event that could take down a president.
And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left, okay?